Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
From the text line, I didn't get to Tyler. We'll get to and get you set up for the Astros as they got a little day baseball. Stay right here. We'll keep you updated. What if you heard them go tackle from Oregon, Josh Connerly Jr.? Your reaction to that if they went tackle?
My reaction, I feel like maybe a lot of football fans.
Did you just?
Just given the position. And
real quick, did you make like plural there? Did you say I feel like? I just want to make sure.
Keeping you on your toes on a hump day, you know. But no, I think it'd be meh. Like, it's a need. I would be hoping the best for this kid joining the roster.
I guess maybe it's a future need.
Yes.
Maybe it's a future need. Sorry, Blake Fisher, but maybe it's a future lead.
But if there's fans out there like me, and I think there are, because, I mean, I'm awesome, first of all, but... It's just any time a tackle or any O lineman's drafted, it's not exciting. Never will be. But I know their importance. I know their role is quite important to success for a football squad, but it's meh.
You would have drafted a tackle in the second round last year and a tackle in the first round, and there's not a guarantee that either one of them would start this year.
True.
Like, which is weird. Like, I would think one of them would, but there's not a guarantee. Someone text in, I usually agree with Ron. Thank you. But they have quality interior linemen you can draft in the second or third round. Yeah, what I'm saying has nothing to do. Yeah, you can draft them in the second. What I am saying is the first round pick cannot be somebody that is not, that doesn't have a, that has a chance where they won't contribute.
Maybe he'd be better than anything they have, and he comes and starts.
No,
right
he
away.
Might. He might. But like right now, as we just established, there's a real chance that Josh Connerly Jr. isn't the starter week one. And what I'm saying is, I don't care if you get a guard, whatever. I'm just saying the person that is drafted at 25 needs to have every opportunity. And not even every opportunity, damn near should be penciled in as a guy that is starting. And I'm saying if it's a tackle and all of a sudden they say, hey, we want to go with Cam Robinson who we gave $14 million to, we're going to go whatever. You would then have somebody who's not contributing at all. That was your first round pick with your most premium pick. That's all I'm saying. You can get interior lineman in a second. I'm not saying it has to be a guard. It could be a receiver. It could be a D tackle. It could be a tight end. It could be a lot. Like, it needs to be somebody that is going to contribute and not be waiting on the, potentially waiting on the bench.
How would you feel then? Let's say hypothetically the Texans view him as being their one or second best tackle on the roster if they draft him. That's why they take him. Moves Blake Fisher to the bench. He's the backup for the year. Does that change?
That's better. Yeah, that's better. But
still a lot of resources on that tackle position.
Yeah. You got 4.5 tackles right there, baby. Got 4.5 with, and that half might be your best. And and Titus Howard, who you'll be moving to guard. All right, the Astros are looking to finish this thing out, the rubber match of this series with the Mariners, as two tight, low-scoring games of the first two games of this series. They're going to get started here a little after 3 o'clock. Here is the lineup as they will face Luis Felipe Castillo today. Yesterday, they faced Luis Miguel Castillo. That is the damnedest thing in baseball right now to me, that you just got two Luis Castillos back-to-back in your rotation. That every day.
That's the par, man. They're back-to-back. Like, they're not even spaced out. It's Luis and Luis.
Yeah, I think Dan is having some fun with that, because he could put somebody in between those two. But no, they get him the lineup today. Altuve, where is he playing? Left field, second base. Nope, DH. DH today, he still leads off. Paredes at third. Alvarez, he is in left today. Walker, hopefully he can get going at first base. Pena is at short. Caratini is catching, giving Diaz the day off. And then Rogers is at second base. Myers is in center, and we have arrived to the point where Cam Smith is hitting behind Brendan Rogers and Jake Myers and batting ninth in right field. So that is the lineup. Hunter Brown gets the ball there. And Spencer Arrighetti, real quick update on that. Spencer Arrighetti, as we told you yesterday, he is that freak incident, breaking his thumb on his throwing hand while in the outfield during Mariners BP, which, I mean, just okay. But he will not require surgery on the fractured thumb. The captain, Joe Espada, said Arrighetti will be in a cast for two or two and a half weeks, after which he will get a follow up. So this is going to be longer than 15 days. He is going to be on. So he's not even going to hold a baseball for 2 weeks. So
it was such an avoidable injury, man.
It's kind of like for the Astros too, you know.
How the hell's that happen?
Based off of last year, it's kind of like they always say, if you ask a woman how many partners she's had, you have to double the number.
Yeah,
I almost
girl.
Feel like for yep. injuries with you're the right. Astros, you have yep. to double you're the right. time frame as well.
Damn, Luke, that's well said.
That's right a month. Man. Yep. Mm. Yep. Hurts. What's your body count? They say 2 weeks. Nah, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Spit on that thing.
Yeah, they're spitting
that,
on
that means
it.
4 weeks.
That's four.
At least
4 weeks. So that is the latest. I thought you brought up something really interesting. You said to the point, like, are the Astros, are they becoming closer to the Seattle Mariners, the way that they play baseball and the way they're constructed? Seattle, who has been offensively challenged for years, but have been competitive because their pitching has been really competitive. I don't want to go that far yet, but both these teams look like this is the type of game that we play right here. Give us 2-1, 3-2, baby.
Yeah, I was thinking that as I was watching the game last night. It's like the Spider-Man meme with the Spider-Mans pointing at each other. I mean, these were two teams that neither one could get a big hit. They were striking out a bunch. Good, you know, the aces on the mound, good starting pitchers that were strong, and just frustrating at-bats, and no one could score. I was thinking, man, this is the Astros are playing the Mariners game here. This is what we've seen from Seattle for years, and now we're seeing it from the Astros. And if you look at the stats, the Astros' batting average is right there with the Mariners. They're hitting the same. They both have struck out exactly the amount of same times this year. They're both right now top eight in ERA. It's so early in the season. But when you look at the numbers right now so far, I mean, they have the same profile as Seattle. And I don't think that's going to continue.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, we're still on this early. It's still early.
It is. I trust this lineup. I think they'll get going, especially playing, you know, half their games in their home stadium. But as we sit here currently, the Astros team we've watched so far in 2025 have looked a lot like and have played a lot like the Mariners, where they can't hit a lick. They strike out way too much, can't put the ball in play in big moments, can't get the big hit with runners in scoring position like last night. And thankfully, they've had some good enough pitching, at least good pitching overall, that has allowed them to win the games that they have.
It's an interesting thought. Again, as you said, I think it's still early to get there. And I think Julio Rodriguez is one of the top 2025 players in baseball. But he's not Yordan Alvarez in that lineup.
No.
He's not Altuve. They still have that in those two guys in their lineup to where, you know, they can carry you know, a lineup for a little bit, right? So they still have some things, but there are still concerns with that lineup big time, because if they're anything close to Seattle, like you're saying, it's very problematic, because Seattle's pitching is much better right now than the Astros, right? So, mm-hmm. like, the Astros obviously need to hit more than the Mariners do, but a lot more, because the Mariners, they might have the best rotation, right, in Major League Baseball. They've got a really good bullpen. Their closer, we were able to see him last night, kind of shut them down when he was in there. The Astros have more question marks when it comes to their pitching staff. Now, I think their back of the bullpen is really, really good with Abreu and Hader, but the middle is concerning. And then once we get past these 2 days with Framber, who was excellent yesterday, Hunter Brown, who I'm sure will shut down the sorry-ass Mariners offensive lineup. But once you get past that, now Spencer Arrighetti's going to be in a cast for, what, the next 8 weeks? Like, once you get past that, well, they said two to two and a half weeks, but guys, come on, it's the Astros injuries. Like, after that, now they're going and dipping into guys that aren't guys that I think they really have comfort starting games, like they're going to have to.
Yeah, how about the fact that yesterday was April 8th, and they were already using Josh Hader for multiple innings and back-to-back appearances?
I saw that too, man. That's something he never did in San Diego.
Yeah, he's done it twice now back-to-back here in the first 2 weeks of the season. My biggest concern with this team is still the bullpen. Taylor Scott, my guy, has not pitched well the last 2 days. And you go back to what we opened the afternoon with Montero, and you look at Montero is not a very good pitcher until that 1 year at the Astros, got the big contract, and then regressed to the mean. Now, Taylor Scott didn't get a big contract, but before he came to the Astros, he had a 9 career ERA.
And then he had a really good year last
year. He had a good year last year, but now I think regressing to the mean. I mean, even relying, he's on the IL right now, but like Caleb, or same idea, you know, terrible before the Astros, had the good year last year. These are just not guys you can rely on, which maybe the same could be said for some of the guys in the lineup too, that last year was a little bit of a overperformance, and you can't bank on that returning or duplicating this year. But yeah, my biggest concern is still the bullpen. I think the lineup will come around.
Yeah.
It's still too early, but the way they've played so far, like I said, they've looked like the Mariners. This lineup has been atrocious. They got to put more balls in play. They got to get a big hit. Yesterday was tough on the eyes, and try to score some more runs.
Good hope. You got them on the over today, Tyler? Runs?
Was it was at 4.5, so I'm not. But I have a...
I was just
for the Astros. The
team total. Yeah.
Yeah, the team total. The game was around 7, but I was just telling Kicks Rocks on YouTube. I have quite a substantial wager today on Jordan's bases.
Ooh,
so God. I'll be watching his at bats as always.
How many does he need to get?
Over 1.5 total bases.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just got a couple Benjamins on it.
All right, Lord.
By all right, the way, just to interject real quick, for an under like today or in general, always bet the unders on the afternoon getaway games.
Yeah.
Which this is. I bet them all. Right now it's looking like 6-6-1 so far today if these games hold up. So for this game, take the under, Astros Mariners. Do it every Wednesday afternoon game.
You two degenerates are just ridiculous. This guy here.
I just need a Jordan double.
Just roll through that, like that.
I just had to check to make sure. Things
all right. The Rockets had a big night yesterday, and they didn't even play. They are now locked in as the 2 seed, an amazing accomplishment. But now we got to deal with them as the 2 seed. Now we got to look at our expectations.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.